Well, I think so. I think everybody talks about that, and I think that's a lot easier said than done. And I think each pitcher has his own maturation rate. Some guys are going to take off as soon as they get to the major leagues. Some guys are going to have to take, you know, maybe two or three seasons to settle in and be as good as they can be. And, you know, I wish there was an answer and a definite path for each one of these guys, but there's just not. And you're hoping that the, you know, the Gossmans and the Dylan Bundys and the, you know, the Chris Tillmans of the world go ahead and keep taking off. But it is to learn in the American League East against that competition 2/3 of the time is really difficult. But that's why we believe so much in getting to know the guys and their makeup and how they want to compete. But I think that, you know, they're ready to take off. Hopefully they do it. And, yes, we're going to have some growing pains because that's what youth is. But it's also those guys that learn at the major league level that get better at that level as well.
Well, there is, without a doubt, Dave, a lot of depth here. Dan Duquette definitely this offseason has gone out of his way to add more potential arms to the bullpen, and we know Buck is brilliant at game management with relievers. When you have too many pitchers for spots, as you report to spring training, you know, beyond the minicamp at spring training, that has to be something that as the guy who's going to sit down with the pitchers and say, okay, here's the deal, you know, 12 are going north, we have 37 here. It's right. The competition's good, isn't it?
Oh, it's outstanding. You know, that is. And I can give you a quick story. When you say there's too many young arms, there's never too many. We had a case a couple of years ago in the minor leagues. One of the young pitching coaches at rookie ball said, what am I going to do? I got 16 pitchers. Well, I sat that night in the game and watched 19 innings. And after the game, he goes, hey, we need more pitching. I said, don't ever say that again before a game. So, I mean, but, you know, the reality is, if, you know, you're going to go north with 12, Jim and Rock, but I think we have to take the long-term approach, and it's a marathon. So we're going to need a lot more than 12 arms. So the point from our standpoint is going to be, hey, guys, we're going to need help. There's going to be some guys that are going to get opportunities here. We don't know who you are. We don't know how it's going to happen, but we can guarantee you that there's going to probably be a whole bunch of opportunities to come up and help the Major League Club. Now, when that opportunity comes, hopefully you're the ones that are going to be ready.
Now, we're very confident about this relationship with you coming to the organization because Rick Dempsey, who's still with the organization and does television on Masson, told me the other day that he taught you everything you know, so everybody should be looking at that. And the fact that you are one of the top teachers and communicators with players that he's ever been around. Is that true? Did the Depper pull you aside one day and go, hey, Dave, you're doing it wrong. Here's how you do it.
First of all, you know Depper didn't hear me when I said it.
he does know Depper.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, I'll tell you what, we've spent a lot of time together, and we've had our professional agreements and disagreements, but at the end of the day, I think when you come out of that room and what's best for the players, I mean, he's had a pretty good track record, you know, wherever he went, it seemed to be success, and he's a big believer in that fastball command, and so is Jim Palmer, and all the guys I've been around all the years. So I think that, you know, I think one of the pluses is that we get along with most people. And, again, we don't matter. It doesn't matter where it comes from as long as those guys get better.
And those players, former players, legends that you mentioned, you know, you got Jim Palmer here, does television, is around the team at least half the time. He's in the Hall of Fame. You got Rick Dempsey, who's around the team all the time during the season. How much might you rely on them because they've been here and what they have seen, even if it's quietly way back in the bowels of the clubhouse where no one knows what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, the experience I had growing up as a young pitching coach in Vero Beach, I stood in the string area and watched Drysdale, Johnny Padres, Peranowski, and Koufax, and guys like that teach pitching. So when you have guys like that and you have the Palmers and the Dempseys and whoever comes around, you just have to embrace it. And one of the first things we want to do is let them know that, hey, you know, we welcome any input you have. We just want to channel it the right way, make sure it goes in the right direction. But please speak your mind. Anything we can do to help these guys, we're more than open to any suggestions and welcome that. You have to embrace those things because they were great for a reason, as you guys know.
One of the highlights for the media during the winter meetings, which we normally hate the winter meetings, but we met with Dan Duquette in his suite, and we were able to sit down with Dave Wallace and Dom Chidi and meet them in person. We talked on the phone and asked some questions. And I loved when Dom was talking about the difference in your personalities. And he's more of a guy who is more urgent. We need to do this now. And I believe it was you who was more of the let's take our time and more a little more analytical. And I believe he said he's their microwave and you're the crock pot. Is that, do I have that right?
That was it. You got it.
That was perfect. Can you talk about it? And Buck told me about this before I even met you. He goes, you're going to love these two guys, but in some ways they're polar opposites personality-wise, and yet they work so well together. They're good friends. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, I mean, I think that when you, if I don't want, you don't want yes men around you, and you want different opinions, and you want guys to speak their mind. And Dom Chidi has such vast experience scouting the major leagues, being a bullpen coach, knows a heck of a lot about pitching. He's a pitching coach. I mean, we're lucky enough to have two pitching coaches on this team because this guy has so much knowledge and information, but he is a guy that's in your face. And I've learned to embrace that over the years. So, and he has learned my style to embrace me. So we call it a checks and balance. I mean, and it's a great situation because you say, hey, I think if you're being too slow or, you know, you're not moving long enough, I'm going to come and kick you in the butt. I said, that's great. And he says, by the same token, you know, if you think I'm going overboard and I don't know these guys well enough, I want you to kick me. So we're both bright enough to know that nobody's perfect. Neither one of our approaches is the approach that works all the time. But again, together, if we can get it right behind closed doors, as long as we come out, those players that see we're on the same page and we're for them, we don't care how it happens. And let me tell you, we're going to have some arguments and disagreements. Hopefully it's behind closed doors.
I think it'd be great on Massa. We're actually hoping it isn't.
We'll get you some makeup, some hairspray, and we'll get the cameras there for that. How about that?
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Now, I know you talk about working with Dom, but then also you've got pitching coaches with the affiliates, especially Mike Griffin at Norfolk, who, you know, Buck really values his input. You've got Rick Peterson in the organization. You've got roving guys. I mean, can that be tricky sometimes because you want to have everybody on the same page, but then you might have guys that are coming at it from a different angle and have some different philosophies, especially Rick Peterson.
You know what? I know Rick well. I've already talked to him about four or five times this winter. And I don't, you know, again, I think there's a mutual respect there that we're going to – here's a bright guy that knows a heck of a lot about pitching, and if we don't use that, that's our fault. You know, the question is, how do you present it? How do you use it? We're going to address that with everybody. I know Rick well. I know Mike Griffin well. He was in Pawtucket when I was in Boston. He's outstanding. You know, Scotty McGregor, I remember seeing him pitch as a young pitcher. Some of the other guys in the organization, this is a we thing. We want to do what's best for the Baltimore Orioles pitchers. However that happens, wherever it comes from, and yes, we want to be on the same page, but you only want to get there. And the way to get there is to embrace all the information. And you know what? If I need Mike Griffin to talk to one of the major league pitchers during the season, guess what? He's talking to him. That's just the way it's going to work.
Now, when Buck was on with us last hour, he talked about in Baltimore, there's always opportunity for the players. And he doesn't like to look beyond the current roster because he thinks, I guess, it's somewhat disrespectful for the players that you have. Now, there may be moves, there may not be going forward, but as you look at the pitchers that you have to work with, are you pretty confident that you said there'd be some growing pains, but as the year goes on, because quite obviously last year, the starting pitching needs to get deeper in games based on what the Orioles saw, because that has a detrimental effect long-term on the bullpen. Are you confident that what you have and what you see on paper, you'll be able to get that 12 that will be able to compete the five in the rotation and however the seven-man bullpen turns out?
Well, I'm confident from a standpoint of stuff. But again, I can't answer that as explicitly as I would like to because I haven't been around the guys. Until you see them compete and you're around them, and that doesn't mean just in spring training. That means as we get into the season. So I can probably give you a lot more direct, honest answer, guys, once we're probably 6-7 weeks into the season. But certainly from an ability standpoint, and you know what I like? Not only the guys in the organization, but I know guys around baseball who come around and tell you about the talent. So that's what speaks volumes because a lot of times, you know, we always evaluate our own organization probably, you know, better than most guys do because you want to promote it. But when you hear the accolades from the outside of your own organization, but people in baseball who you respect, then you know you have something. So that makes me feel real good.
Dave, you said when you were hired, you said a big part of the appeal was being able to work with Buck again. What is that appeal? What is it about Buck that you were looked forward to rejoining him again? How would you describe the relationship?
Well, I've known Buck from across the field over the years. When he managed the Diamondbacks, when he managed Texas, I've known him well enough to say hello to, and really not much more than that until we got into some conversation in the interview process. But I've also known enough about him and enough people that how, you know, understanding he is, number one, how knowledgeable and detail-oriented he is. And any time you have a chance to be around people like that and learn from them, I'm sure I'm going to learn a heck of a lot about handling the bullpen, just because he's such a master at it. And Jimmy Leland's a master at it, those kind of guys. So that's wonderful. I mean, I'm embracing all that. Just the few times being with him in meetings and in the winter meetings and the interview process, phone conversations, conference calls, he's professional. He's to the point. He's honest, detail-oriented. And I absolutely think that's tremendous.
Well, Dave, we're going to start working on getting those cameras behind the scenes. Looking forward to those
okay,
moments.
Okay. So, well, we all got our phones. We don't even need them anymore.
That's exactly right. Everything is instantaneous, as they say. But
yes,
really a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for spending so much time. We're very confident that this is going to work out. It'd be great for the organization. And, you know, 2 years ago, this team made the playoffs, and the town just, without a doubt, embraced the team. And hopefully that'll be the case again this year. As you said, it's a tough division, but what a division to win in the AL East, and you certainly have that experience with the Red Sox.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Thanks, Jim, and thanks, Rock. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, thank you, Dave. Happy New Year. We'll see you soon.
Okay, looking forward to it.
All right, that's Dave Wallace, the Orioles' new pitching coach, and a lot of great information out of Dave. You're listening to Hot Stove Baseball on WBAL.